Yes?
You're leaving?
Yeah, I emailed you like a month ago. You should really check your email more often.
Email? Yeah, I never check that. Wait, does this mean I'm going to have to check my email now? How does this even work?
You've got mail.
Oh.
You've got mail.
Wait. Oh.
You've got mail.
What is happening?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Kaylee, help me.
You've got mail.
Welcome, everybody, to your Tuesday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. It is April 23rd, 2024. I'm Max Crawford, along with the Chief, for a little while longer, Shell Winkley. Hope you're enjoying this morning, because things are about to get a lot more humid out there, and that may eventually lead to a chance for some more storms. More on that in just a little bit, but first, here is Shell.
Boy, I tell you, yesterday was just an absolute chef's kiss. Today, not bad. It is breezier, though. Winds turn on from the south 5 to 15. They're going to gust upwards of 20 miles per hour. And yeah, I think you feel a little more humidity as the day goes on, but it's a pretty good day. And then the rest of the week is different. You got more wind coming. You've got more cloud cover coming because of that. That all comes because there's more humidity that's being shoveled into the Brazos Valley. And all of that in tandem is going to push our temperatures up on both sides of the clock. Winds tomorrow, 10 to 15. And then they only continue to increase upwards of about, say, 15, 20 once we get to the end of the week. Gusts on Friday, upwards of 30 miles per hour. Classic spring wind, classic spring humidity. That air gets thick. Dew point temperatures, upper 60s, low 70s. You're wearing the air when you walk outside. And with the cloud cover and the wind and that moisture, morning temperatures are trending towards 70. It's better suited for June. And daytime highs are in the upper 80s. Factor in the moisture, it feels like the low to mid 90s.
All that added Gulf moisture, are we going to get a chance to put it to some good use? Maybe find some showers and thunderstorms? Well, if you ask the latest model data, the answer is yeah, probably could. Now, the way this next low pressure system is situated is it's going to be pretty far away from the Brazos Valley, but it will set in motion things like the good old dry line and a cold front that will move into at least northern Texas. That means Thursday and Friday, heat of the day, showers and thunderstorms could produce strong winds, hail, tornadoes, all to the north and west of our backyard. But there will be potential that some of those try to sneak into our area in the evening, maybe even into the overnight, especially on Friday. Again on Saturday, and what right now looks to be maybe our better shot on Sunday as that system exits. So enough momentum could be generated from these showers and storms again that they actually move into the area. That could be our opportunity for a good little helping of some rain and potentially some severe weather as well. Overall, though, that doesn't look to be a huge risk right now. And all in all, this coming weekend does not look anything like what we saw this past weekend in terms of washing things out for any given day. You've heard this line before, but we're going to continue to watch it and fine-tune it as we get a little bit closer.
So on the other side of all that, temperatures don't change. This isn't like last weekend where we got a bunch of rain and storms and then a cold front came through. This is pretty much a static temperature trend of mornings in the upper 60s and low 70s and daytime highs in the upper 80s. That'll close out April and take us into May. Both the 6 to 10 day outlook in our forecast, as well as the Climate Prediction Centers, and the 8 to 14 day outlook from the Climate Prediction Center call for an exceptionally likely signal of above average temperatures as we kick off the month of May. It is sweaty season and it is air conditioning season around the old Brazos Valley. The last few Mays, the past 2 years, that's when the heat has really kicked on ahead of summertime. Does that mean the same is going to happen this year? We'll have to wait and see. But as of right now, the May outlook does support at least ending with above average temperatures once again. Alrighty, friends, that'll do it here for this Tuesday edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. We've got some clarity to work on when it comes to the data for those weekend rain and thunderstorm chances again, at least close, if not even inside of the Brazos Valley for a few of us. We'll keep tabs on that, and of course, the latest can be found at KBTX.com and inside your KBTX Pinpoint weather app. For Max Crawford, I'm Shell Winkley. We'll see you back here on your Wednesday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Make it a great day.